What's going on, Scroll family? It's your girls, Jen and V, with Scrolling with Jen and V. To my right, who do I have? Who are you, darling?
It's Jen. Hey, y'all. Hey.
And I'm your girl, V Greasy. And yes, it is that time. It is time to talk, text, and tag those friends, family members, and your enemies and tell them the girls are on. And we're about to get our scroll on, okay?
Yes.
But first, we got our bevies always on ready. All righty.
True that.
Cheers. All righty. Cheers. If you guys need some drink inspo, you guys know where to go. Head to our poppin' social media at Jen and V on TV and get these easy peasy recipes. And tag us when you make these amazing drinks because they're so good and so simple. Yes. Jen.
Yes.
I say Jen.
Yes.
Are you ready to get this show started, beautiful?
Si, senorita.
All right. What's our first segment for tonight?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The church house is lit.
The church house blues.
Okay. And there's so much going on in the church house. And you know what? V gonna kick us off and show y'all what this real is about, how people act crazy when it comes to God's house.
And I will show it. Okay. This body is popping. Okay. Uh-oh. Get a zoom in on that thing. Called, you know what I'm saying?
Ow.
But Jesus is coming and the devil ain't stopping. Devil, you can't stop me. Okay. Mm-hmm. I should use it at Chris Thesis. Posted this.
Just for the record, if I decided to like show off my entire body and like, you know, throw on a bikini or something, I would make $1 million in like 15 seconds. Like,
really?
What's going on under these clothes is popping.
Oh.
But Jesus is coming and the devil ain't stopping. Okay, I just wanted to say.
Okay, but at the end of the day, I want to see.
Me too. Like, we need visuals, okay?
Is it really popping?
We need visuals. People need visuals.
Absolutely.
You said $1 million.
I need proof.
Yes. You got to show and prove.
I need proof that the devil ain't stopping.
That's right, Jen. Show and prove. Cause it don't
take
count
that hoodie
otherwise.
Off. Take it that hoodie count. Off. Get out of the car and do a full length video.
Yes.
Of this body that's popping.
The body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. See, okay. We gotta see it to believe it. That's
it. I need some action.
We don't know
proof.
You from a can of paint. You could be just telling us anything. So we want to be able to see the body. Okay.
Tuh. Right? I didn't say tuh. Okay.
But is the devil stopping you from showing your body?
Well, my thing, Jesus gave it to
right.
you.
Right. Okay.
Go on, flaunt it.
Don't be worried about that devil. Not your body.
Not in the church house. But go on, flaunt it. Flaunt it for the social.
Right.
Flaunt it for the people, but not at the church.
Right. But not
then
at
again,
the church.
We need proof. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's keep on with the oh my God. All
right.
All right. We didn't get much from that. All we got is a little tit-tail.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see what's going on with this. Ha! I like that Jesus had a day job. Y'all like that? Y'all better.
Okay.
Okay, gonna come to Jesus. All right. TikTok user Delamo Manny Live posted this.
I like that Jesus had a day job because it implied somebody knew of his work before they knew of his works, right? Just a guy in the ancient Middle East, like Jesus Christ, the Nazarene carpenter. It's like the guy that remodeled my kitchen is God. And they're like, yeah, how did you not know this? Like your shower sprayed nothing but wine for 3 days. And he's like, I don't know. I thought it was sediment. And they're like, sediment? It's like, I'm not a marine biologist. I don't.
Wow.
Jesus had a day job.
Jesus remodeled his bathroom.
Yes, bathroom. And I guess the kitchen and everything else too, child.
The den.
You have to see the workmanship of Jesus.
St. Joseph was the real carpenter, though.
St.
Joseph was the real carpenter.
Jesus speaking facts. Okay. Yes, yes.
But look, Jesus definitely has a day job.
Yes.
And I'm a firm believer of that.
He definitely has a day job.
Because he works all day long and night.
Dealing
and
with
back
us.
In the morning. Yeah.
And dealing with us, okay?
We constantly calling on the line.
On him.
Like,
Jesus, I messed up again.
Yeah, we on the prayer line calling. He got to wake up and answer.
Right.
He might as well just stay up.
That's right. I'm like, Jesus, thank you for putting me on the wake-up list this morning,
oh,
Jesus.
My goodness.
We always on that man.
He's got,
asking,
he's got
begging.
Not just a daytime. This man is full on around the clock, 365 days of the year.
Mm-hmm.
On call.
On call.
He work more than me and you.
And he answer when he want to answer. He may not
come
when you want him, but he what, Jen?
You better say it. He right on time.
That's it.
On his time.
That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Me too. Come on now, call for Jesus.
If I lose my daytime job, I'm gonna call him and ask him if he can hire me.
Like, help.
Jesus.
Send help now.
Can I get hired? Okay. Can I be your sous chef?
Right. I know that's right.
I'm just saying,
that'd be the best job ever. Okay. All right, y'all. More of Oh My God. POV. When I attend a mega church. What does POV stands for? It means point of view, guys. This is what happens when I attend a mega church. And there are a lot of them out here, y'all. Oh, TikTok user at Ernex posted this. My bad.
Come on.
Oh. He's like, nah, I'm good. Nah,
he
I'm good.
This is a concert.
Nah, he like,
say,
right.
He straight did a Usher.
Right.
U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-M-O-N-Z,
for real, he did.
I'm talking about a G-A-W-D.
Because I'm like, sir, that's a lot of tricks, turns, flips that you doing in the church house.
This dude say, he said, see? No.
And see, not even the churches, the mega churches, they got demographics now. Because can you imagine our parents going to that? They're going to be like, what is going on?
It's because, like, more entertainment than it is worship.
Right. That's what it appears to be, you know, so.
I want to see it one more time.
See it one more again?
It was pretty lit.
Yes, it was.
I mean, they had lights, cameras,
girl,
and action.
Okay.
Look at the background dancers.
Entertainment powerhouse.
Check out the background dancers.
Oh, yeah. He got a whole background. Yeah, that's a concert. Wow. Wow.
Y'all.
He like, nah, I'm good. This is not what I'm used to.
He just needs to go audition for an artist.
Yeah, for real.
And,
no, seriously.
Stop. He.
That's a lot.
Unless he like taking the place of an artist because he couldn't become one.
Right.
So he decided to become a preacher and be able to embed all of his talent in the mega church.
It's too much. I'm old school for some things. You know, so.
If you find out what mega church that is that you posted, let me know. Let me know. Because I'm not lying, but I'll go to one.
Yeah.
I'll go to one and be like this.
Just to see, right. Like, I want to see everything up close and personal. Right. Like, okay, he in the sky. How he get up there? I want to see the behind the scenes, everything.
I might talk about it.
Yeah.
But I'm entertained. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely entertained.
Because I don't know if you remember Drewski. He did like a parody of these mega church pastors. The way they are so extra. Even the wardrobe.
He said, man, get your hand off my car.
Right. Exactly. The money, pastor. The cars. Like, it's
did
real
you put
out
in
here.
The collection plate? Drewski did
Drewski,
that. And we actually sent it in, but producer hadn't used it yet.
Yeah.
But we sent that in for Oh My God.
Right, because, baby, when I tell you,
shout out to you, Chloe, our intern Chloe, she actually told me about that Drewski.
I didn't know
it was so popular.
Yeah.
So it went
so
she
mega
told me
viral.
About that.
Yeah,
she
for the mega churches.
Me.
Yeah. Oh,
all right, y'all, let's keep going on with Oh My God. Father, sir, what church are you at? Well, IG user, I am Miss Cash, posted this.
I'm gonna keep her hands in my past because she's a freak. I told her that I'm celibate as f***ing my...
I don't think you're supposed to be doing that. And the pastor will be notified.
Yeah, immediately.
Have a good day. Bye.
One more game.
I'm gonna say, Tar, one more game, please.
Yeah,
me and V. He cute, too. Because she's a freak. I told her that I'm celibate as f***ing my...
I don't think you're supposed to be doing that.
He
and
fine.
The pastor will be notified.
He PewDiePie.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie when I got a crush on the pastor.
Right. Hey, they are flesh. They are human.
They are human.
I'm like John with the spoon.
I know they take vows.
Macaroni.
Yeah. But I still am a woman.
Right. Come on now. Woman.
I'm a woman of my word.
That's right.
And
okay.
When I say,
and he was coming out the church saying those lyrics. I'm like, you coming out the church house. Yeah. He's a cutie pie.
What church are you
at? Right.
How about that? What church you at?
Easy.
Because I need
chocolate.
To go, V.
Okay.
I'm like, ooh, he easy on the eyes.
Easy, honey.
He easy on the eyes and the Bible.
Yes, he is. Baby, he got like a little swag to him.
We're going
to
pray for him.
Because you got all the collar. You got the whole clergyman get up on. But I'm like, you talking
nasty.
He's
beautiful.
Nasty.
He's,
yeah, he's a
you
beautiful
think he a real
man.
Priest?
He could
a pastor?
Be. Good. I don't know. Because right. They wilding out here. Now 2026.
I don't know
what's authentic
that.
Or not. Right? Because people can buy these clergymen, you know, costumes and everything and just be putting up a facade. I don't know.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all, let's take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back. Don't go nowhere. All right, well, we got a V.
Damn, Daddy.
See?
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Scrolling with your fabulous girls, Jen and V. We have reached the second part of tonight's show. What we got for the good scrollers, Jen?
Damn, Daddy.
And I'm wondering, are we saying damn, Daddy, because he's fine, he's sexy? Or like, damn, Daddy.
Like, stop.
Like, yes. You're like, you're doing too much. Right. I'm wondering. We'll see.
We'll go either way.
You know, Todd always set us up. Yeah. So we don't know.
We can go either way. Right. But you know what? We're going to reel with it.
Yay.
I was supposed to say roll. But...
Yeah, but I got you. You know, we here. I got you, boo. All right. Kick us off, Jen. But damn, Daddy.
Will do. Wait. How are Uncle Peter and Aunt Nicole related to us? Interesting. How the family tree line out? Well, let's see what TikTok user Nat Who This says about it.
Okay.
Dad, you're on speaker, so don't say anything bad.
Uncle Peter?
Yeah.
Why?
What's his last name?
Ellen?
Yes, you know that.
But there's no... Is he your brother?
His last name is short for something else. I don't know his
I know,
name.
But wait, is he your brother?
What?
Is he mom's brother?
No.
So...
He's a family friend.
Well, and Nicole's not our aunt either?
No, you idiot.
Damn, Daddy.
Right? Baby girl is all turned around. But she is confusion.
But that's how we are. Mm-hmm. That's how African Americans are.
Yeah.
I have cousins that I refer to them as aunts and uncles.
Right,
and
same.
And my mom and dad have friends they grew up with where I grew up looking at them as auntie and uncle.
Right.
This Absolutely. Is your uncle, you know, mm-hmm. uncle, you know, this uncle, auntie, that.
Right.
So I do, I have that.
Same, I do too. That's why I said but she's baby girl confused.
And so was I.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie.
You said, oh, so you question your parents.
I did. Like, just like she did.
Yeah,
it's,
when you get
natural.
Older, you start thinking like, wait a
how
minute.
They related to
how
us.
They related to us. Yeah. yeah. Then they have to break it down for
curiosity.
You. Like, she's not really, because even we was going to school, I said, oh, that's my cousin. Mm-hmm. It's really not my cousin. Yeah. It's just a really close friend. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
and
yeah, it's not related.
Sisters.
Right. The sisters.
They're sisters by faith. Mm-hmm. They're sisters in church. Yep. They're sisters in sorority.
Right.
But not actually blood.
Yeah, blood sisters. Yeah, so, biological. Yeah, yeah so.
She
was all turned around. So yeah. Y'all going to have, instead of laughing at her, y'all need to be explaining to her so she don't think she's crazy.
What did the daddy call her?
Did he say,
you
no,
idiot?
You idiot? I'm like,
oh,
and he called
idiot?
Her idiot. Like, yeah. Damn, daddy, really?
Yeah, say, oh, you idiot?
You don't know. Y'all got to tell her how the code yeah. works.
And the sisters
works.
Just laughing.
Right. That girl, they was tickled. I'm like, y'all show this baby the right way. Teach the child.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. More of damn daddy. Dad's got a PowerPoint for his baby girl. TikTok user at Mike R. Draper posted this. Not a PowerPoint.
Today's lesson. Types of boys to avoid. Number one, all of them.
Even the nice ones?
Yes, even the nice ones.
Girl.
Number two, the situationship scholar. Can't define the relationship. Says things like, let's just see where it goes. Flippy floppity. They're allergic to commitment. Disappears when feelings show up. How convenient. Uh-huh. Playing that game. Okay, if you can't name it, Ellie, he can't lead it.
So, are you dating or just talking about dating?
Yes. Yes, exactly. You're getting it. Number three, the one-word texter. Okay, yeah. Lol. Bet. There's no questions. There's no follow-up. There's yep. no effort. Not in my world. Not for you. Not today.
Is he mad or just bad at typing?
He's not mad. He's probably mad inside of himself that he doesn't know how to handle his own feelings and tell you the truth that he doesn't want to be around you because of him. Yeah, he's bad at texting, but it's a symptom. Something else. No.
I love
number
it.
Number four, the ghost.
He's got a PowerPoint.
Yeah, girl. He was not playing.
Like nothing happened.
The ghost.
Vanishes mid-conversation.
If he disappears once, Ellie, he will do it again.
What if he comes back later and says his phone broke?
My phone broke? Oh, how convenient. Just explains it away. I feel like you're asking if you might know what would trick you. Number five, the vibes only visionary. He ain't got no plans.
The vibes only visionary.
Just vibes. Vibes do not build futures.
What happens if the vibes are bad?
What if the vibes are bad? What? Say that one more time to yourself inside your head. If the vibes are bad,
the whole thing is bad.
I'm glad you're not in my life. Number six. Minimizes your feelings. Turn the problems.
Oh, I cannot stand it. Yes.
What did he say?
The overacting, reacting specialist. A guy who overreacts. I can't stand it.
You know what the truth is.
But what if he's reacting the right amount?
What if he's reacting the right amount?
What's the right amount?
Right.
Things up yourself, or reasonable is reasonable. So if that's your call. When in doubt, throw it out.
He said that's your call.
That concludes today's lesson. In our next lesson, how to spot a bad decision early.
Way to go, Dad.
Yep, round of applause. Go, Dad. Now, Daddy,
she had some good questions too.
She did. I was gonna say that she had some really good questions. Now, that's sexy. See, that's sexy to me.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
A PowerPoint presentation,
yeah,
teaching a baby girl, yeah, like this is what you gonna expect, yeah, growing up with these dudes.
Yeah. And you know how fathers are about their girls.
Yeah,
you know how
he
fathers
is prepping
are.
Baby girl,
and he was.
He was spot on,
Daddy.
Right? He was a cutie pie.
I've been like this as the mama.
Spot on. Oh, y'all.
No, keep going.
Oh,
but when you
come holler at me and I'm gonna show you how I overreact.
Let's go. Let's go. I won't vanish this mid conversation.
Hey,
I won't vanish. I ain't gonna vanish. Baby,
I know
I'm
right
here.
Cause that is sexy to me.
It very. As a parent?
Man,
yeah.
He laid all that ish
good
out.
Husband.
To
great,
take the
great
time
husband.
To even do that.
Yeah.
He
amazing.
Laid that ish out. I love it. Ooh. Honey.
Okay. Well, V.
Okay.
What about when your white son is into black girls?
Okay.
You got a problem with that?
None.
Okay.
At all.
Well, let's see what IG Adam Taylor 724 IG said about it.
Okay.
Okay, Matt.
Get it, Daddy.
I know. Let me move
get
this
it.
Mic.
Get it, Daddy.
She's really gone. She's really gone.
Come on.
See me grabbing on my tootie. She told me smack her on the.
Yeah.
Oh, so you done got us started,
yes,
up in here, child.
Come
yes.
on, Dad.
He is prepping.
At least he, yep.
Yeah.
At least he getting ready.
There you go. That means he's accepting of it, that
yep.
his daughter is dating a, you know.
A hand claps mm-hmm. to him.
His son is dating a black
he's
girl. He's accepting of that.
He's
love that for him.
Because he's taking the full Monty.
Right.
On how to prepare for the barbecue.
Like, let me just get it together. Yep. I want
to
know.
What he need to learn is the line dances, though.
That's the first thing, right.
Yep.
There's an order to this.
You got
to
learn
order.
The line dances.
Line dances
that's
first.
We're going to do first on the grass.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And then,
but I love
yeah.
that.
Me too. I love
and I'm
it.
I'm sure
yeah.
his son is
like happy about that. Yeah,
yeah, feels comfortable to bring her around.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah. That's off to you too, Dad. Okay. You get a round of applause.
Damn,
right.
Daddy. I like
right?
it.
Right? Last one, y'all, for Damn Daddy. These daddies been doing pretty good.
They have.
Remember? And I say, remember, don't piss off Dad. Don't y'all do it. All right? TikTok user at user 836-256-7836. Should I get you an actual username?
How about, is that
is
a
it your phone number?
Right.
I'm like, wait.
I'm like, let me try to dial it.
Like Mike Jones, you know, he had this number. Anyway, so I wrote that beautiful reel.
Seriously? Seriously?
Oh, replay that tar real quick, because baby, you must have, what the hell did you do?
For him to do that.
Yes. Oh, wow.
He the real carpenter.
Yeah. Oh, that, yes. Because what did you do?
He the real carpenter.
Dude, right?
Must have pissed him off.
I mean,
real
bad. Normally they'll take off your door. You're like some parents, they take off your door and they pissed off
real.
At you. You ain't getting no privacy in this house.
Took the whole
but
stairs.
My man took off the staircase.
Took the whole stairs. I wonder if he can still get down there, though.
Right. I know, because I'm looking like I think
I
it's doable.
Because I sure be finding a way.
Yeah, I think it looks doable.
Girl, I'd be sitting on the edge. You saw like, on the edge cool. and be like this. Yeah, you got me.
You're like, you got me.
You
like,
got
damn,
me.
Daddy.
You got me in his stuff.
Yes, right.
You know?
For real. That's why I say, here's the thing. What did you do? We ain't going to feel sorry for you unless we know what the
Give
hell
the
was done. Yes.
That's the fact.
Yes. All
it
right.
It must have been
horrible. Okay. All right. Don't forget to follow your girls on social media because it be popping at Jen and V on TV. And then check out our YouTube page, y'all. It's full episodes there. So don't miss it. All right. We got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, what we got for the good scrollers, Jen?
Ooh. What that mouth do?
Hey. Keep it locked, y'all.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to Scrolling.
Like you howling at the moon, Jean. I love it. I like yes.
Okay. All right. Welcome back to Scrolling with your girls, Genevieve and Scroll Queens, right here in the building. And we have our next third block of the show. Mm-hmm. What do we have for this segment, V?
What that mouth do? What it do, baby? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yum, yum, yum,
nothing
yum.
Like a good smacking lip, okay? Yes, it's indeed. Licking the fingers. Mm-hmm. B, kick us off.
Sure thing.
I want to see right. What you got.
All right. What you doing if you order wings and get this? TikTok girl. User at Bonjour is no AB, okay? You cannot mess up the wings. And you know how black folks
your
feel about our
girl
wings.
Or a wing?
I'm flat.
You flat?
Flats.
Traditional?
Yes. Flats. Traditional. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Classic, yes. I want no boneless nothing. Oh.
Girl.
Y'all, we ordered chicken
wings. Is that how they came?
They gave us this. No. No. Oh, my God. Y'all got the tips. Y'all, they gave y'all the tips. Yo, this cannot be real. Please tell me this is not for real.
That's disrespectful.
Girl, like, what? See, you know what? That's fighting. It's time to fight. It's like, wait a minute. Now, this is just.
That's horrible.
Mm-mm. And even whatever, it's that chili over there in that bowl, that don't even look delectable. Like, it looks nasty. And what is that, an onion on the side? What is that on the side of the wingtip?
Look like a little some bread or something.
Yeah, because
like
I'm like, it look, and it looks
maybe
super
some
light.
Potatoes
in.
Or something. A perfect scoop of potatoes.
Right, because I'm like, baby, what restaurant is this? Bonjour, you got to give us all
that
the tea.
Horrible.
We need to know what restaurant
yeah,
this
y'all
is.
Need to, y'all need to post the restaurant
yeah,
so people don't go there.
Exactly, and put them on blast.
Leave,
that is unacceptable.
Get your money back and leave immediately.
But I bet you they charge the full price of the wing. You know, you're giving
course.
Us the tip.
Of course.
And although I get satisfied with this little piece of the little tip, but I won't still want my
yeah,
whole
that,
wing.
That
ain't gonna cut it.
That
ain't holding on
that's
me.
That's disrespectful.
That is.
Yeah, that ain't eating wings.
Mm-mm.
And it looks gross.
It does.
It doesn't look like it have any flavor on it.
Ooh. Man, like what is going
yeah, no
on?
No seasoning, nothing.
Nothing. It just looked plain Jane and disgusting. Wow.
So
it's like a dog
it's
can
double
eat
that. Whammies.
Right. Just unacceptable. Wow.
I'm sorry about that, y'all. Mm-hmm. But y'all definitely don't need to go back.
Do not. Yeah. And tell us which restaurant is
please,
this and where is it located?
Please.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want to end up there.
They won't see me, honey.
All right. Okay, true. Y'all. So let's keep it up with what that mouth do. Did you ever try watermelon V, because I know you like watermelon.
Favorite
you
fruit?
And my mama.
Mm-hmm.
With honey?
No.
It might be good, girl.
Give me that honey love.
That watermelon love, folks. Okay? Oh. IG user Leek Wright posted this.
Let's try watermelon with honey.
Mmm, that sounds good, low key. I never had that. Ooh, that sounded juicy. How it tastes?
Ooh. Look how he looking at her. Oh, my girl's eyes. What's going on?
Is that your eyeballs almost busted?
Her eyes. I'm scared, Jen. She look like she on something.
Why did you eat the shell?
That's what I was about to say. Did she eat the ripe
she
part?
Did. You ate the rind. Why? So please play that again. Because what?
She ate the whole thing, girl.
And she got, that's a perfect good piece, too.
It is.
It looks
it's
so
nice
juicy
and
red. Yeah.
Ooh,
I'm gonna try
juicy.
Too. I want to try.
She did. I heard that.
Yeah. Look how he looking at her.
Is that good? Your eyeballs almost busted out of your head? It was that good.
Girl, wait. How long?
What?
Why did you eat the shell? What did you?
You gonna be sick, girl?
What you saw?
You gonna
B?
Be pooping green?
What you saw?
Her eating that rind.
Oh,
I'm just
yeah.
saying, she's going to be pooping green.
The green part.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh.
And how do you even bite that?
Yeah.
That's hard,
that's
isn't
very
it?
Hard. Very, very hard.
I've never
hard.
Seen anybody eat that. I've always seen them eat into
just the,
it.
Yeah,
and
just
leave
the
guts. Edge.
Right.
Like pizza.
And she seemed, right, and she seemed a little loopy kind of anyway, so
yeah,
she might enjoy
different.
That rind.
That's how you say a little.
Yeah, she a little different.
A different.
She seemed like she was kind of like loopy
V.
And a little high maybe. Right.
How
I'm
my
like,
eyes look, y'all.
Some don't seem right anyway from the jump, right?
He say, ooh. She say, God, is it that good?
Girl, I bet she suck a good old wee-wee too, honey, the way she was stepping on that watermelon.
See, that's why they get them.
Uh-huh. Right, I know. Right, them blowjobs.
They got a little freaky.
Mm.
They look freaky.
She stuck on that watermelon hard.
She did.
Yeah.
You saw the first, it was like, It was a slurp.
You can just hear it. And they love me and love those sound effects when you're down there giving them blowjobs.
Better be careful.
What?
You better be careful.
What?
You better be careful because she like watermelon.
Oh.
I take your man.
Oh, baby, you ain't getting mine. Sister, okay?
I take your man right out of the
but
box.
But I do want to try the watermelon with honey. I do want to try it.
Try it. I'm sure you probably, I feel like it's a good mixture.
Yeah, I do want to try it.
What their mouth do.
Yeah, what their mouth do. Because at the rodeo, we tried watermelon with the fruit roll-up wrapped around it. Yep. And believe me, it was so good.
It was really good. It was different.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't like watermelon.
I know you
it.
Don't. Yeah, I but it was so
it.
Good.
It was just a little extra nice little sweet to add to it.
Yeah, and it had some little tahini on it. Mm, yeah.
I'm a tahini girl. All right, y'all. It's the end of our show. No. We hate to end it. I know. We hate to end it. But you know what? We always coming back.
Yes.
So until next time, we'll see y'all, Jen and V.
Yeah.